When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And we don't just mean the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go paper-tarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out, the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Garrick, it's so nice to be able to talk to you again. It's so long since I have spoken to you. And I went to the Open. I was there the whole week. And the one day I was crossing over, you were crossing over 18. You looked very lean. Looked like you lost a bit of weight. Have you lost a bit of weight?
Not intentionally. Maybe because the Open was my 7th week in a row. Maybe because of that. But I haven't tried to. No, I'm actually trying to bulk a little bit. So that's, I'll work on that.
And why did you not, any particular reason, did you not putt very well, or what happened at the Open?
I was going to ask you, it's weird because putting has been my, the best part of my game the last little bit. And I've, as an amateur, played pretty well on links courses, but for some reason I struggled to read the greens at the Scottish and at the Open. I was struggling to get the ball to the hole, which was quite strange.
Yes. Well, the thing that those greens can be very deceptive. And the big thing you've got to do there is, number one, is look at the cup on the worn side, as you know, because that is never lied. And this is something you understand, but very few people do understand. And look where the cup is worn. And sometimes it's not easy to see. People putting their hands in the hole now or ruining the cups a lot, raising the hole a lot. But these things happen. And, as you say, you had 7 weeks in a row. I don't believe this business of being tired. I think that's in one's mind. But when you play 7 weeks in a row, I think that is a little bit too much. I think 5 weeks in a row is good, and then have a week off and come back. But these are things you'll learn as you go along, and nobody can teach you that. That's something that you've got to feel. But it was interesting Open for me, because, first of all, I think that John Rahm should have won, but he putted so badly the last day. But it's very interesting for me, and I tell people, I see somebody like Jordan Spieth, and I see at least 4 faults in his swing, but he is one tremendous competitor. He's got what I call it. Now, nobody can define it. It's something that certain people had. And it's another thing that Jordan Spieth, he knows how to play golf. Now, you tell somebody that somebody on the regular tour knows how to play golf. Not a lot of people knew how to play. They could swing well. Well, let's take the top 100 players in the Open. There's 156 guys. The top 100, there's very little difference between the first and the hundreds at hitting the ball. So what is it that...
Yeah, for sure.
It's not how well you swing or how well you do this. As you and I have discussed, it comes from the mind. And that's the one thing that I've tried. And you, Of all the young men I've ever met in my life, you're the greatest gentleman. I wish I could have adopted you. My son, you're such a nice guy. But you listen. You listen, and so many young guys don't want to listen. They come up with, well, I'm working on the modern day swing, and there's nothing, there's no such thing as a modern day swing. There's nothing new in the swing. I'm dying to hear of something new in the swing. But Jordan Spieth is a very good man to emulate because he's all over the place. He's the Seve of America. I mean, Ballesteros.
I can agree with that.
But he's putting. He's a competitor. He's got it. He knows how to. And I think what happens, this is what I find, but that doesn't find for everybody, that when you play too many tournaments in a row, you lose that little bit of irritability in your system because your system is now burnt out from energy. And I played my very best golf, and I noticed Hogan and Snead and Palmer and Nicklaus and Trevino. And if you watch John Rahm, he gets really pumped up. You know, you when you get a bit irritable, your mind then works to the maximum it can to get you focused. And what you win golf from is you are really focused. And if you play too much, you lose that focus, which prevents you from playing well.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely something that I'm going to learn from. I mean, because everything changed so quickly, you know, there was no time to really pick and choose what I was going to play, especially having the two majors, you know, or even playing the three majors in the 8 weeks. I can see all the top guys either take the week off before the major or play the week before the major and then, you know, take a couple of weeks off before that event. So, yeah, I definitely play my best golf when I'm fresh and I'm ready to win. But I definitely felt like I was a bit drained going into the Scottish. But I tried not to be, and I fought until the end. So, I guess I'll just learn from it.
No, that's good. And now you're going to the Olympics, next week?
No, I'm flying tomorrow, actually. Flying tomorrow night to Joburg and then Saturday night to Tokyo.
And are you playing at Kasumi Kaseki?
I think you designed it, actually.
I never designed it. But Harold Henning and I represented South Africa in 1957, and we got $500 in American Express checks to go all that way and play. So that was quite an experience. And we finished second there. We beat America and Japan won it. And that was the start of Japanese golf. And this tiny little guy, he wasn't even 5'3". He held bunker shots and he was holding putts from all over the place with his little old dab stroke. And it was such a great thing for Japan. So I'm going to be watching very carefully. I know the course well, and it's got great memories for me. And you got Bezuidenhout as your partner, so I'm hoping you guys are going to do very, very well. And it's an honor. I mean, you know, I captained the Olympic game for South Africa, men and women, and I was always shocked to hear people like Rory McIlroy say he wasn't interested in going to the Olympic Games, and he wouldn't even watch the scores of the Olympic Games. I was quite sad because.
No,
I love Rory, and I was sad to hear that. And to go to the Olympic Games is the biggest sporting event in the world, and it's such a great honor for you and Bezuidenhout to be playing. And please tell him I'm pulling for you guys and be watching you all the time.
I will.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait. Jeez, it's going to be amazing. And also just kind of being in the athletes' village and seeing all the other athletes, although we can't go and watch them. It's something that we haven't really grown up watching because golf is only in it now for the second time. But I think hopefully we can inspire some of the younger guys.
When I went to the village there, they had me sleeping in a cardboard cupboard as a cupboard for my clothes and a bed that was a plank. And they came and said, "Do you mind? You know, you leave the village." And boy, they put me in a hotel and I pretended I was sad, but I was very happy. But
that's quite funny.
It was an experience going to the gym. Of course, we were lucky everybody could get together. And I met all these wonderful athletes from all over the world. It was a wonderful experience. So, but you'll be able to see some events, won't you?
No, we're not allowed to. Well, I was, I mean, that was kind of one of the best things I thought it was going to be, you know, being able to go and watch the sprinters or, you know, something like that, but we're not allowed to.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
that's so hopefully I'll just have to make up and win the gold.
That's it. Where is Bezuidenhout at the moment?
He's in Johannesburg.
Oh, he's Christian. Yeah. It's Christian, isn't
Christian.
It?
Christian. Christian.
And tell me, what do you feel at the moment? Any department of your game that you're not feeling good with? You're feeling good with everything?
Yeah, my long game is feeling really good. I mean, it was definitely just you know, mental sharpness the last 2 weeks, because you know, I didn't make a double drop, which usually those come from, you know, errant tee shots and stuff. So, you know, I made a lot of drops, which were soft drops. So I'm actually in a positive headspace, to be honest. My game is feeling really good. And I think this week at home, seeing family and getting a bit of rest is going to do me a lot of good, because I'm itching to go back and play. So.
Oh, that's great.
If you use paper, you're a human. But if you choose paper, you're a papertarian. Someone who lives a paper-based lifestyle because it has a positive impact on the planet. And also because it's the easiest choice you'll make all day. Seriously. It's as easy as reaching for boxed instead of bottled water. It's as easy as opting for beauty products that come in paper packaging. It's as easy as grabbing eggs in a cardboard container. And that's all in one trip to the grocery store, which, if we're being honest, you were planning to go to anyway. But paper isn't just an easy choice. Papertarians know that it's the smart choice, too. Because paper comes from trees, a renewable and sustainably managed resource. And paper products are designed to be recycled. In fact, when you choose products that come in paper-based packaging, those fibers can go on to be recycled up to 7 times. So why wouldn't you go Papertarian? I'll wait. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we push against typical societal norms. We embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful, providing a space for raw, unfiltered conversations that celebrate vulnerability and allow you to tune in to share, connect, and find comfort together.
Our tears come as a way to let us release what we can't hold anymore.
I trust that no one's ever going to find out those deepest, darkest secrets.
Yeah, it's been a hard day. She walks out, and this is what she looks like.
Oh my gosh, give her an Oscar.
Listen to A Really Good Cry with me, Radhi Devlukia, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeez, I can't remember who organized the game for me to play with you, Gary, when I was really little. But I remember playing the 9 holes at Goose, and that really inspired me a lot. But then also, I remember you wrote me a letter and gave it to someone to give to me when I was at school. And I've still got it framed, just saying, you know, it was in Afrikaans, I think. It said fast bait, and that you were thinking of me. It stuck with me. And yeah, I mean, you're a hero, and I look up to you a lot. So it's been amazing, and I can't thank you enough for all your support.
Well, you know, the one thing that, you know, your coach and I don't want you to do is get paralysis of analysis. You saw that you're potentially the greatest player that ever lived. Tiger Woods wins the US Open by 15 shots and then goes to teachers for lesson, and they want him to have a flat follow through, and they want him to fan the club face open. And he, from his great talent that he has it taken away, and he doesn't win a major for 11 years. And, you know, we just want to see you be slight tuned. Your coach knows you well. I know you well. Slight tuning, that's all you do. But to keep your mind working, because we haven't scratched the surface of the mind. And it's the mind that wins tournaments. And that's what you got to do. You got to do meditation. You got to do prayer. A lot of people don't put any emphasis on prayer. I know you do and I do. And so you've got to keep building your mind, because we are nowhere near what we're going to see happen with the mind in time to come is going to be dramatic. That's what, you know, we keep on emphasizing with you. Keep fit. Got to learn to eat properly. You see what happens today in tennis. Tennis is my favorite sport to watch. Djokovic, you look at him now. There he is, having won his 20th major championship. And those other guys, I don't know if they will ever win any others. But this man, if no unforeseen accident, he'll win 24, 25 majors. And it's because...
He's a beast. So in December, I kind of realized that I needed to take it a little bit more seriously. And I started working with Garth Milne, who's in Fancourt. So he travels with me. And we've worked on my mobility, which has been a big part of getting longer. Not so much my strength. I'm quite strong, but I can't access all of that strength. Because I'm a bit limited in my T-spine and hip mobility. So we've worked on that a lot, just so that I don't have to, you know, I don't have to do anything extra to gain length. And by working on that, we've been able to do a lot more strength stuff, to enhance my ability, basically. And he helps me with nutrition and all that stuff. I mean, he's quite jacked up with all that. So he keeps me on my toes when it comes to that, for sure.
Yeah, very good. Very good indeed. Yeah. So, Garrick, that was a very nice win of Morikawa. He seems like a very nice young man.
It was awesome.
There again, you know, everybody's brainwashed with long hitting now. And long hitting is an asset. It's an asset, but it's not a necessity. And we've seen that the guys that finished first and second were not long hitters, really, but you could see it coming down the line. They were holding the putts left, right, and center, and almost chipping in when they were chipping. And there you have John Rahm hitting these massive drives and missing the putts. And then we go to the other extreme. You see a man like Bryson DeChambeau. I mean, he's eating so many calories and so many shakes and things like that. And he's a very intelligent guy. And I spoke to him at Augusta this year, and I said, "Are you not perturbed about affecting your kidneys and your liver?" And he said, "No, I have my blood monitored every 3 weeks." Well, I would like to have my blood checked every 3 weeks. But that's what's suiting him. But if I was him, I'd rather work on hitting the ball a little bit straighter. I saw him some places. I've seen him some places in the rough. But I want to tell you, you've got to be awfully strong. And he gets out, I'd have to chip out sideways with a sandwich. But I mean, one must be careful that you realize what wins golf tournaments is the mind and putting.
Yes, I agree with that. I mean, that's the biggest thing that's changed for me, is I've realized that I don't have to hit it well at all to win. And my short game has been so good the last 4 months that I can go at a lot of flags that I previously not was scared to go at, but I can almost fire at all of them, and I know that I'm going to up and down or chip in from, you know, wherever I finish. So it's a nice feeling, and I feel like that frees me up to hit better iron shots as well, because I'm not scared of missing short-sided, and then I hit a good iron shot, and then, you know, you make a lot of birdies doing it that way.
No, that's right. And the two things that I hope that you don't forget what I said, that you must enjoy adversity. You've got to enjoy it.
I do.
Not shake it off, because it's impossible not to have it. It's impossible. Everybody has it. And from adversity comes great joy, if you can stick it out. And so many people can't stick it out. And that's very important. And, you know, so... The other thing is you've got to have great patience. And I love what you just said now. You don't always have to play well to win.
You know,
it's the mind. You're getting up and down in two and feeling confident and feeling good in yourself. All these things, you know. And the last thing I remember really talking to you strongly about in this, to believe you the best. That's the big thing. When you go on that team, I, Gary Kuger, am the best player in the world. You got to believe it, because I believe it. I'm believing you are.
Yeah.
They're all asking me who's the next world champion. I don't hesitate. I say Gary. Because I believe you can. And, you know, it's up to you.
I believe it too.
Yeah, that's right. Nobody's going to do it for you. Your coaches and all your guys, none of us can help you do that. But that's what you got to keep believing in. So I hope you have a great week in the Olympics.
Thank you. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait.
And then where do you go from Tokyo then when you finish?
So we go straight to Memphis for the WGC. And then I'll take a week off, and then the playoffs start, the FedEx Cup playoffs.
Yeah, I see. Why would you, I always found if I could, having traveled with a time change, not to go into a tournament, because your body is not really adjusted properly. But sometimes you don't have a choice.
That one I don't have a choice, unfortunately. But I agree. It would have been nice not to have to play with the 9-hour time difference. It's one that I can't skip. But at least it's going. I feel like when I go west, I actually the jet lag's a little better, because you wake up earlier.
Much easier.
But when you like going to Japan now, it's going to be a bit of a struggle to wake up in the morning.
So. I told you about that year I was playing in the World Cup, the same, but this was not the Canada Cup, and we were playing in France, and we were fogged out the one day, and the travel agent said, well, I can get you to Melbourne 3 hours before the Australian Open starts. And Arnold and Jack said no, and I said, I'm going. And I got there, 16-hour time change, never saw the course, new set of clubs, a sandwich and a shower, and won the Australian Open by 7 shots.
I remember that.
You remember
that's
that?
Insane. That's insane,
What somebody can do if they believe that they can do it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I remember the beginning of the year in the desert, I didn't start off very well. I missed the first 3 cuts of the year. And I came back and saw Cliff for about 2 weeks. And, we just went back to kind of my old feel and my old swing. I was a little worried, because obviously, you know, you want to start playing better, because the year was getting on. I worked so hard on my short game for about 4 months, you know, the first 4 months of the year. And, I just got onto a roll, and geez, it's amazing how it's changed. But I'm really excited. I can't wait to get back and play in the States.
I must say, the other day I got very choked up. A guy brought me a picture to sign, and I looked at it and I thought there was a junior next to me, and I said, gee, who's that? And he said, that's Gary Hugo at the Junior President's Cup.
Yeah, I remember that. That was awesome.
I don't know what I was doing, shaking your hand or giving you a trophy or something. And
I think you were giving us the medals for, yes. I think, well, we obviously finished second, but I think you were giving us the medals. But yeah, that was an awesome experience as well.
And who else were you with there that plays today?
So Trevor was our captain, and obviously you were also. And we had Luca Filippi, another South African, Jaden Schaefer, and yes. Christo Lamprecht. It was us four South Africans with obviously the rest of the team.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, that's amazing.
We actually played all right. We didn't do well in the four balls. We lost quite badly. But in the singles, we beat them. If you had to go on the... Yeah, we beat them. I can't remember what it was, but with quite a few points.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Gary, your opinion on this would be valuable. I mean, a lot of people have come up to me and said, you know, how are you going to play at Augusta? Because I had draws, you know. But... I don't feel like I need to change my game to play there. I feel like I can figure it out the way I play.
Absolutely. And I'm going to walk around with you. I don't know how far I can walk on that golf course. Man, it's a tough course. I can't believe I used to play 36 holes there. But I'm definitely coming to walk a bit with you. Be interesting to discuss a few things, and that doesn't matter if you're left-handed with you. The fairway is there. The ball doesn't know that it's a dog leg, and you'll be comfortable, but there are definite things about Augusta that are very, very valuable to know, because it is a different golf course to other golf courses. Yeah. There's no question about. So that's going to be great fun seeing you there. What's going to be greatest fun of all is when you come back the next year with the green jacket into our big dinner.
Exactly. that would be unreal.
Okay.
Wow.
All
jeez.
Right. Take care. That's awesome. All right.
Perfect. Thanks, Gary.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.